This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. One person is dead. 11 people have been injured as a result of a fatal shooting that occurred in the New Orleans warehouse district last night. New Orleans police say the person fatally shot was a woman. Monroe police still trying to figure out a Saturday shooting that happened on South 6th Street. Officials say when they showed up, two men had been shot outside of a home. Both men were involved in an argument and pulled out guns and shot each other. Police say they were taken to local hospitals where they died from their injuries. A bill restricting the use of bathrooms in schools, prisons, and domestic violence shelters to one's biological sex has advanced from the House on a 79-16 vote. It happened after an emotional debate. Houghton Representative Dodie Horton supports the bill. She says it protects females from biological males who identify as females from entering a women's restroom.
It's common sense legislation that adds protection for your daughters, for females. And I've never seen so many females stand up against a bill that is to protect women.
New Orleans Representative Amy Freeman says there are real issues they need to address instead of a bill that's vindictive towards transgenders.
When you pass hateful legislation against our LGBTQ community, it is very, very spiteful and mean, and people leave our state because of it.
Freeman referred to a gay doctor in her district who moved along with his family to another state because of anti-LGBTQ laws that have been enacted in Louisiana. But Horton says the bill is not anti-anyone. She says it's about protecting children against predators.
No one says trans are predators. There are predators out there, believe me, and I pray that this bill would stop or at least help people think twice before they go into a bathroom that they don't belong in.
Freeman says the small transgender population, which is about 1.4% of U.S. residents, are not known to be sex offenders, so why prohibit them from using bathrooms of their choice?
The most highest risk of a sex offender is a white male. So should we keep them out of all of the bathrooms? That's probably a great idea.
Bill author Denham Springs Representative Roger Wilder says he's working with domestic violence advocates on the bill because such legislation will keep them from receiving federal funds, which is most of their budgets. LSU showed off its offense yesterday at the spring game. Garrett Nussmeier completed 7 passes. 2 were touchdowns. The Tigers scored on several long plays. The ULM Warhawks have their spring game scheduled for 11 a.m. Saturday morning.